Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Should GLP-1 weight loss medication like Wegovy and Zepbound cost thousands of dollars? We don't think so. Try LifeMD.com helps provide insurance access to the leading GLP-1 medications. Visit TryLifeMD.com and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0. Listen to Bridget's story after losing 55 pounds and using her insurance for coverage.
LifeMD helped me get covered with my insurance. Finding out that it was covered was huge. I've lost 55 pounds. I am so much healthier now that I've lost the weight. I would never be able to do it without them.
Get started today and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0 at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
DC Comics teases fall event. Ahoy Comics launches Toxic Crusaders. New What If novel coming from Marvel. This is Comic Book Club News for June 2nd, 2025. It's been pretty clear for a while that DC Comics is leading towards a big event, and now we know roughly when it will happen. For a graphic posted on the publisher's Instagram account, Fall 2025. In the graphic titled, The DC All-In Saga Continues, DC traces a line from Absolute Power and last October's All-In Special to Justice League Unlimited, then the currently running We Are Yesterday crossover. Coming up from July to December in Superman, there's a story arc now titled Legion of Darkseid, focusing on the Man of Steel battling Darkseid's corrupted Legion of Superheroes. And then simply the villain's Omega symbol with the indicator Fall 2025. That's pretty vague, but also vague is what writer Scott Snyder mentioned in his email newsletter this week, noting that he spent the past few days with Superman writer Joshua Williamson. In DC's Burbank offices, Snyder said, quote, "We've got a big event coming in the fall, and then we have some really, really, really cool things coming in the spring. The big question is whether this fall event will be the Absolute Universe DC All-In Universe crossover we all expect, or if that's being held off for fall of 2026. We'll likely know more by next month's San Diego Comic-Con. Like a toxic sludge pile, Ahoy Comics' Toxic Avenger line continues to grow with Toxic Crusaders, a new 5-issue miniseries based on the cult-favorite animated series of the same name. The book will be written by Matt Boers with art by Tristan Wright. Said Boers via a press release provided to Comic Book Club, quote, "In the aftermath of the chemical spill that created Toxie, other mutants arose, and they have united to wage war against an alien conspiracy. We are taking everything from the original Toxic Crusaders cartoon, gross mutations, evil aliens, and over-the-top ecological action to bring readers a must-read mutant monthly. The new comic will team up Toxie with Nozone, Junkyard, Major Disaster, and an all-new mutant, Fun Girl. You can pick up Toxic Crusader No. 1 in stores on September 10. Marvel and Random House Worlds are expanding their What If line of novels with What If Kitty Pryde Stole the Phoenix Force, written by award-winning writer Rebecca Potos. Per The Beat, the book takes place in an alternate reality where the X-Men died in 1985, Emma Frost raised Kitty Pryde, and Betsy Braddock is a rambling stranger who knows something is wrong with their world. So Kitty and Betsy travel back in time to, quote, Xavier School for gifted youngsters in its glory days and embed themselves with the X-Men. And it all, of course, revolves around Jean Grey and the Phoenix. So sort of a mashup between the Phoenix Saga and Days of Future Past. Neat! Oh, and weirdly not mentioned at all in the blurb for the book, but revealed on the cover, this is an X-Men and America Chavez story. And also not mentioned in the blurb, but on the cover, Doctor Doom. So there you go. Surprise? What If Kitty Pryde Stole the Phoenix Force hits stores on October 14. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And maybe that isn't an Omega symbol, it's a horseshoe. And we'll finally get that horse-centric DC Comics event we've all been asking for. You know, Blackest Stallion. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
We're shipping Father's Day gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes. My gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send a set of golf clubs.
Oh, hole in one.
Protect electronics? Dogproof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Woo!
Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS Store. Visit a store today.